Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Extension Report for you on this Wednesday morning. This week, I hope you're having a happy new year, enjoying the beginning of 2012. We're going to talk a little bit about houseplants and a little bit about blue zones. First of all, for the houseplants, one of the popular houseplants in Iowa, especially around this time of year, something you can enjoy a little bit of beauty year-round is African violets. They are relatively easy to grow, but they require consistent care, and you have to pay careful attention to the light, temperature, and watering and fertilization schedule. A good location for African violets in the home is a location that receives bright, indirect light. Someplace near an east or north window is often a good location, as long as they're not placed in direct sun. If a suitable window is not available, they can also be placed under a fluorescent light fixture containing two 40-watt fluorescent tubes. The fixture should be suspended 8 to 12 inches above the plants, and lights should be left on for 12 to 16 hours consistently per day. The ideal temperature range for African violets is 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. In the winter, they should be kept away from cold drafts or regular heat sources, such as keeping them right next to a furnace vent. African violets need the proper amount of light to grow and bloom well. If they receive insufficient light, they will have thin blue-green leaves and long petioles and will not bloom well. If they have received too much light, they will be stunted and produce small, crinkled yellow leaves. So generally, your sites near your north or east windows are best. But again, you can provide them the light by putting them under the fluorescent light bulbs. If your African violets aren't blooming well, again, they may not be receiving adequate light, whether natural or fluorescent lights. It could also be excessive fertilization. African violets do need to be fertilized to promote bloom. However, excessive fertilization leads to vigorous vegetative growth, so lots of green leaves, and poor flowering. If you use a complete water-soluble fertilizer, apply a dilute solution once every 2 weeks in spring, summer, and fall. But fertilization is not necessary during the winter months because the plant's growth slows down. If the lower leaves on your African violet have turned droopy and become yellow, that suggests that it may have root rot. Root rot symptoms initially develop on lower leaves, causing them to turn yellow and drop. As it progresses, leaves may turn brown and become mushy. Over time, the symptoms will spread upward, and plants may eventually die if growing conditions remain poor and no corrective actions are taken. Corrective action can be taken to avoid this because root rot is usually caused by overwatering. African violets prefer evenly moist soil. They don't like overly wet or overly dry potting soils. In wet situations, the root rot fungi will gradually destroy the roots, causing the plant to decline. Prevention is the best defense. Allow the soil surface to dry to the touch before watering your African violets. And also select a light, well-drained potting mix when repotting your African violets. And make sure that whenever you water them, the water runs through the pot, but the plant roots do not sit in water for any length of time. Something else you may be doing this new year is making your New Year's resolutions. If one of them is to be healthier, to be involved in your community, or to just get out there and get moving, you may have heard me talk about blue zones, and we're going to mention that again. This week is kind of an exciting week for us, because today is the day when our Blue Zones application is going in to the official competition. It's the deadline, and we've had great response getting volunteers from around the community to step up and allow us to list their name on the application. We've got over 50 individuals from around the area committed to helping this happen in the community if we are selected, but we still have to be selected. Now, you may remember that Atlantic was one of 58 communities around the state that was selected to submit a final complete application to be selected as a Blue Zone. Now, if we are selected, a Blue Zones consultation team will come in and work with local government, businesses, schools, restaurants, recreational groups, grocery stores, and our network of local volunteers to make a difference across the community and produce healthy results all around town. If you have not yet pledged to support Blue Zones, I would encourage you to learn more about the project and pledge, which, by the way, is completely free. All the pledge means is that you support this coming to Atlantic and that you have an interest in being involved Either some way, shape, or form, whether it be through volunteering or just plain participation or just plain getting out and showing your support. But you are interested in supporting this, being a part of our community. You can do this in two ways. You can go online, look up bluezonesproject.com, or just search Atlantic Iowa Blue Zones Project. Or you can do it by texting, and those numbers are also available online. If you want to look up Healthy Cass County, the information on how to do it is on there. Or you can also look up Atlantic Iowa Blue Zones on Facebook, and the information on how to do that is there as well. Of course, if you have any questions about either your houseplants or Atlantic becoming a Blue Zone, feel free to give me a call at the Extension office. The number out there is 712-243-1132. I'd love to hear from you. And until next week, have a good one. This has been Kate Olson from ISU Extension in Cass County.